Hello there. This is Paige Estrotori, welcoming you to this Wednesday, November the 12th broadcast of Daily Financial Services News Wrap, brought to you on behalf of Financial Services Online. We begin today with some groundbreaking news from the Australian Finance Industry Association, or AFIA. They have indeed pioneered a new era in our finance industry through the launch of a first-in-its-kind finance industry code of practice. This endeavor promises to see a rise in integrity, transparency, and fairness across non-bank lending and specialist banking sectors. So what does this mean for consumers? It means clearer communication on loan terms, particularly for those with limited credit histories, and encourages improved access to credit for the self-employed and small businesses. Beyond doubt, this transformative shift towards a fairer and more transparent financial landscape is a significant stride towards a more inclusive future in the world of finance. In housing news, Australia is experiencing a housing supercycle, creating significant opportunities for mortgage brokers. Driven by housing undersupply, demographic changes, and shifts in lifestyle preferences, demand is escalating. An anticipated surge in apartment constructions could reach up to 75,000 units per annum, providing greater chances for those with limited credit histories and first home buyers to secure financing. Brokers play a pivotal part in providing guidance through these complex lending processes. They are now becoming vital partners in the home buying journey. Switching gears to the marine sector, the Queensland Government is partnering with the Boating Industry Association, or BIA, to strengthen employment in this area. The aim is to bridge the gap between individuals, particularly youngsters, and potential marine industry careers. With a troubling 93% of marine businesses expressing concern over a shortage of skilled labor, this initiative holds promise for a sustainable future workforce. Over 45 career events are being planned across Queensland to promote this noble cause, a shining example of our dedication to enhancing Australia's marine industry. In another inspiring alliance, BIA and the Australian Fishing Trade Association have partnered to fuel growth in the boating and fishing industries. By uniting their strengths, they plan to tackle common challenges together, prioritizing safety, sustainability, and responsible practices. This strategic collaboration signifies a unified commitment to innovation and growth, promising a radiant future for Australia's boat-based fishing and recreational boating enthusiasts. And that's a wrap for today's headlines. For more financial news and services such as insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management, visit our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. This is Paige Estrotori, keeping you in the financial loop. Until next time, take care, Australia.